So, yeah, Alan's all hot and sweaty and sticky. Why?
I've got a present.
What, not your sweat?
No.
I love the packaging.
I've got, a bag.
Use that music.
Right, do you want it now?
Why not?
Okay.
This is for all of us.
Oh, by the way, yesterday, I think I was quite feisty on the air about this time yesterday.
Were you?
Yeah. I want to apologise to everybody.
Oh, that's nice.
It's not you. Shut up, you moron.
I have, in my hands, a PlayStation 3. How cool is that?
Wow.
It's not out until tomorrow, but they've given it to the show.
Wow.
Is this like the last time where we dropped it?
No! Don't you dare drop
it. Can we
it.
Do that
it's
again?
Is that a fake one?
It's not a fake one. It's not a gag.
I don't believe you.
Dave, let go of it. Dave is now trying to get it out of Alan's hand.
Honestly, hang on,
let me explain. We did this gag a few years ago with the brand new Xbox 360, and I got it before anyone else in the country, and Dave dropped it as he was handing it to me, and it broke. And I went mental, and it was only a shell. It was like just they put in the shop window, but it wasn't actually the real machine. So you telling me that's the real machine?
This is £425 worth.
Dave is trying to snatch it out of Alan's hand.
Technology in gaming. Don't
Rachel,
you dare
stop him.
I'm kind of
Can
finding
I pass
it funny.
To you, Chris? I'm not dropping it.
Okay.
there you go.
It's quite heavy,
isn't it?
Yeah, look at that.
It's nice and shiny.
Yeah.
It's very shiny.
PlayStation 3, the brand new one.
Says the girl.
So you don't have to queue up tonight now.
So is this for us?
If you want it, it's yours.
What's the catch?
No, it's yours.
What's the catch?
There is no catch.
Yeah, there is.
There isn't. I got to come over, obviously, and play it with you.
I'd quite like to have a play too.
Let's give it to Dave for his new house.
That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
We could all come round and use it.
Yeah, why not? You're all welcome.
Don't you think games are for geeks?
Well, largely, yeah, but maybe this can be a new direction for me.
Oh, look, Dominic Burns run into the studio.
I'm just checking out the PS3.
It's quite sleek. It's quite nice.
You know, there's a big power box with the Xbox.
Yeah.
That's in there, so that's it.
Yeah.
Well, not the Xboxes, obviously, but...
It's nice, isn't it?
Hmm.
What's the difference to the two?
This is a little bit more powerful because the Xbox came out about a year and a half ago.
No, I mean, what's the difference between PlayStation 2 and PlayStation 3?
Oh, a massive difference.
Oh, PlayStation 3 is a lot newer.
Shinier.
A big difference. And also, have you heard of Blu-ray?
Yeah, it plays Blu-ray discs.
It does.
Plays DVDs. It plays HD DVDs, doesn't it?
Yeah. No, Blu-ray DVDs.
That's what I said.
You've got HD DVD at home.
That's right.
This is the... other version.
Is this as good as the Wii?
It's a bit better.
Is it?
I'd say.
I've got a Wii.
But then the Wii's not about graphics. Wii's about, you know, having fun and playing with your family and stuff.
Yes, it is.
So there you go.
Someone's just texting saying, give it away for charity. Stuff off. We just flogged our guts off around the country raising money for charity. This PlayStation 3's ours.
I think the charity's
eBay! You could sell this for a fortune, man.
You could, but...
Let's do it.
No, let's not.
Let's go out on the street today. I'll be stood at Oxford Circus at midday today. £3,000, it's yours.
Can we have a play with it first?
No, man. Yeah, if you want. By the way, I won't be stood there.
You need to plug in the telly, then.
It will be Allard.
What's wrong with plugging in the TV? You've got a frown on your face as you say that.
Well, do we have the leads?
Yeah,
how does it work?
Have we got games?
Yeah, got games.
I think we should do it after 10 o'clock.
Aww.
Otherwise, the next hour could potentially be... Well, actually, it could be lots of music.
is this bit meant to come off?
No, it's not actually.
Right.
Shall I look after it for you?
Hey, Dave, catch.
Give it, I'll look
I'll tell
after.
You what. So, are you trying to tell me we have one of the very few PlayStation 3s in the... when are they out to buy?
Tomorrow, or tonight at midnight.
Midnight tonight, so we've got one.
People are currently queuing for those.
People would give their left arm for this.
Mm.
Why don't we play a game of catch over the desk?
No.
Yeah.
To each other.
You defend so many
Come
people.
Come on, that would be so funny.
Are people really queuing for these?
Yes.
Like they queue for bread in Russia and stuff. People are queuing out of shops for this.
It's but yes.
That's incredible.
Someone just said, why are you hyping it up so much? It looks like a George Foreman grill.
It does look like a lean, mean machine.
Yeah, but like a cool black one. Shiny black one.
Mm.
If Darth Vader was going to play a computer console, it would be that one.
Yes.
Hmm.
I like that. They could use that on their advertising. Looks like a grill.
Oh, no, I feel bad now. Someone's just texted in saying, don't go to the dark side, Chris. Stick to Xbox.
Oh.
I feel like a traitor even sat with this.
Well, I'll have it then.
Get stuffed. You don't know anything about games.
Yeah, I do.
Well, all of a sudden, see, aren't you and I losers for playing games?
Apparently,
and then all of a sudden, we get the PlayStation 3 and everybody's going, oh, yeah, I'll have a go. So where can we play it?
I can set it up somewhere.
You set it and play it in the studio?
I'll do it the other one if you want.
No, do it in here.
Okay.
Just make sure, obviously, we're allowed to plug things in, otherwise Joe Graham comes in and shouts at you.
That's fine, yes.
Wow. Hey, Dave. What? For a laugh, right?
Oh, no,
don't.
No.
It's quite heavy. Why not?
Do you know?
Don't shop put it across wrong. The
come on. What brilliant radio that would be, me and Dave chucking this.
Hang on, let me move
do
my...
Look at Rachel, she's nodding.
Do it. It's like dropping your sunglasses out of a, you know, second story to see if it smashes and going to the third one.
This is way more expensive than my sunglasses.
Yeah, probably is, actually.
Let me move my tea.
Okay.
Oh, don't. Seriously, there's so many people right now that...
Oh, right, here we go. Can I just say, this sounds like we've set this up, and I swear in my life,
I wouldn't agree to this if I was part of this.
And okay. You're seriously telling us this isn't like a fake
one?
This
is really...
It's really real.
I believe this is a fake.
It's a joke.
Actually, I must say, it doesn't feel like, because it feels really heavy.
The last one did, though.
It is heavy.
Chris.
No, but this is
quite maybe silly.
Ladies and gentlemen, the most anticipated games console of the last few years, PlayStation 3, isn't released until tonight. I have one, and Dave and I are going to play catch with it.
What do you want me to do? What would the price be for you to not do this? I'll leave the studio and not come back for like a week, if
promise?
You want. Maybe.
See, the more I think about it, I am an Xbox man. I feel as I've cheated on my Xbox wife.
Now, I'm not favouring...
I've had an affair with a secretary.
I'm not favouring one over the other at all. But why do you feel that?
When I got my... You know, when in my front room, I have, like, a graveyard to games consoles. The Nintendo 64 with GoldenEye in the cartridge slot sits there in the corner. The Dreamcast is boxed away in another corner.
Atari.
You know, it's sad.
Spectrum.
Yeah.
Mm. Not that bad.
I love that. Spectrum.
Mm.
My PlayStation was given away for my favourite Xbox. Even my Xbox now sits in a box because of Xbox 360. And now, look at me. I just can't get enough. I'm like a dirty pervert going around in a Mac. You want a PlayStation 3? You got a PlayStation 3. And I'm going to wash my hands of this sin. I'm going to cleanse myself from this evil. I'm going to go back to my Xbox wife. And this baby is going to get lobbed across the
street. You managed to do the turn from PC to Apple... Maybe you do the same with your gaming.
Dave?
Well, now, you see, I have to stop you there, because while I understand what you're saying about infidelity...
1, 2, 3, whoa!
I understand... Oh! I understand what you're saying about infidelity, but I abhor wastage, and we should send it to the third world.
Shut up. We just raised $600,000 for Africa and UK projects.
They couldn't use it.
There's people that don't even have a console.
Right.
You have, like, six.
That's right, but we have... No, I don't have six. I've got one.
You don't? You just said you've got a whole graveyard of old
nobody
consoles.
Wants a Dreamcast or a Nintendo 64, trust me.
People in parts of the world would love a Dreamcast.
Right. And what would they play on it?
What would they play on it?
It'd be old games.
Yeah, but they would love your old games.
They wouldn't work anymore.
We could set up a museum.
Dave, are you going to play catch or not?
No, don't.
Do you know, I don't think I can.
Chris?
Rachel?
Rachel.
No, because if I drop it... No, don't!
One,
don't. No, two, I'm not doing three. It! No!
All right, I'm leaving the studio now. Shall I take it with me and set it up?
There. Okay. Here, I'll give it to you.
I'll set it up.
I'll give it to you. Here you go.
Chris.
Alan has a look of panic on his face as if it's been lent to us for the show. We have to give it back at 10 o'clock.
Well, no, we don't.
Right.
Can I just have a look
then? That's almost worse.
Can I just have a little play?
Whoa!
God, it is heavy, isn't it? It feels very substantial.
It's a brand new PlayStation 3.
Look at that.
Do you know what that is that you're looking at? What is that? You just lifted up a flap at the front. What's that for?
It's a very sexy bit of kit.
What's that for, Dave?
That is for the headphones.
No.
No.
They don't put headphones in these.
What is that for?
Okay, that's for your CF, for your SD, mini SD, and for your Pro.
What would they be?
CF, cartridge flap. I don't know.
Hey, we're in session tonight with Zane Lowe, by the way.
Memory sticks.
Who's on board? Cartridge flap.
All right.
I'll leave you to
Alan, answer this question. be honest, are you more nervous when I hold it or more nervous when Dave's holding it?
More nervous when Dave, actually, because he's quite getting it.
Give it here.
Look at Dave, look. Oh, he's rattling it. He's actually rattling
it. Does it rattle? No, it's very quiet.
I'll cut you a deal, Alan.
Okay.
Give it back to Al.
Lead.
For a small price.
Okay.
Al, just take it back off him.
Well, that was easy.
Are you happy now?
Yeah, I'm off. Okay. Goodbye.
Bye, Alan.
As he trips over.
Imagine I would laugh so hard if Alan just fell over there. Tickle him!
Bundle!
Bundle.
No. Bundle!
No,
bundle!
Bundle!
No!
No! No! No! No! No! No! Goodbye.
Should we do tedious? Bye, Alan. That was fun.
His face. No! 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 All right, there you go.
Yeah.
Alan has it. It's in safe hands, don't worry. Right, serious thing then, Dave. How do you get to today's from yesterday?
There you go. Thank you very much, Joanne.
And somebody else says, regarding our disrespect for the PlayStation 3, I'm now switching you off for showing such utter disrespect for a wonderful piece of technology. Prats.
I respect it.
Yeah,
I respect it.
I respect it.
I respect it.
I don't really
it.
Understand what it is, but I respect it.
Me
Perry
too.
Texted in saying that Sony PS3 sounds more fun being thrown around the studio than it does plugged in.
Wouldn't recommend it.
I tell you what. Oh, and then somebody else says, can you explain bundle, please, for those of us who can't see into your studio?
Let's explain it very simply. Alad, you go over there onto the sofa area.
Bye.
Move the Glockenspiel, because that'll hurt.
Sit down. Just take a seat on that little sofa there. Comfortable?
Yes.
Right.
Okay. After three or after five?
You have to explain what we're doing.
It'll be obvious, won't it?
It'll be obvious.
Okay.
One.
Two. Three.
Four.
Five.
Bundle!
Oh, sorry, that'll be my headphones.
So bundle is basically all of us just jump on top of Alad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a non-sexual thing, by the way.
It works for everybody, doesn't it? Who else did we bundle someone famous, didn't we? But I can't think
who
it
was.
Someone
Duncan Bannatyne into the back of a van. Give us a million.
It was somebody quite famous, wasn't it, that
not
we just
Beyonce.
Jumped on?
No,
she wouldn't have liked that.
Many people have said, oh my God, that was the most boring bit of radio you've ever done. And then lots of people say, that's the funniest thing you've done for ages. I wonder if we should have a vote. I believe we should smash this PS3 up.
No.
I think that's
really
wrong. I can't agree with
we
such
can't do that.
Wastage.
I think that's
all these
funny.
People are going to queue outside
Dominic,
the shops for hours.
What would you rather listen to? Us going, we've just been sent a PS3. Or hearing us smash it to bits. Or play catch in the studio with it. Catch, says Dominic.
We could play Pass the Console, which is a variation on Pass the Parcel.
Pass the console on the left-hand side.
Tell you what, why don't I set it up, then you can see what it looks like, and if you still want to pass the console, then fine.
What is more entertaining to our audience? The fact that we've been sent something for free, or the fact that we break something because somebody drops it? That's more entertaining.
When you put it like that...
I've got an idea.
Yeah.
The Celebrity 2-word tango music, instead of us saying celebrity, that's when we throw it to somebody else next to us.
Are you supposed to be here right now?
That is brilliant.
What do you think? It's worth giving it a go.
That is brilliant.
What's the worst that could happen?
So I've got better games.
You do. Right, so I hold it, and I shout out the name of the person I'm going to throw it to.
Yeah.
Rachel! Cash!
And we could call it two-hand tango.
Yes.
Although that sounds wrong. But you know what I mean. I mean, just in a passing way.
Yeah.
Alan! Brilliant.
It's worth giving it a go.
It's not really.
Of course it is. Yes or no, text in, 8999. Right, do you know what? Don't text in yes or no.
Just yes.
Just text in yes, and then we'll see. Now, how many do you think will be a decent amount of text, Alad?
We'd need 40,000
text. Oh, shut up.
Oh, come on, that's decent. This cost...
I'm not going to get 40,000 text.
A lot of money. It's
425 quid.
Exactly.
Is it?
Throw that around in the studio.
Each.
All right. Okay, so there you go. That's the total we've had of text today.
Fine.
Right. If you think we should play catch with a brand new PlayStation 3, resulting in somebody dropping it, and then that person who drops it, it's not the person who throws it, the person who drops it, has to pay a forfeit.
And we could even film us doing it.
Yeah. And the forfeit will be to stand naked in Oxford Circus.
Can I have pants on if it's me?
No.
Confidence in your catching technique.
No, the girls are allowed to wear underwear. The boys have to be absolutely stark naked.
Alan, please don't make me do it. Okay,
for 60
fine.
Seconds.
Please don't make me do it.
Okay. If you think you'd like to hear that on the air, text the word yes to 81199. That's 81199. Text the word yes. It's not out until tonight. It's the most anticipated games console in years, and we're going to play catch with it at the studio. I think that is hilarious.
Alan's face.
It's pretty sure. I can think of a list of people who wouldn't find that hilarious.
And then you would drop it, and then you would... How funny if you were the one who didn't catch it. Smashed.
I'd absolutely cry.
And then you'd have to stand at Oxford Circus.
We're waiting for this for months, and it comes out,
and we
drop it.
Do you know what? We make you jog around Regent's Park absolutely naked. Mm.
In the snow.
What's that?
That's you running around.
Wearing built-up shoes.
Special shoes.
81199, text the word yes. And as Alan said, if we get 4,000, then...
14,000.
We're not going to get it.
Is the point.
Okay, we've had 3,000 already.
Only 37 to go.
We holding the show hostage, not doing anything till it arrives. Yeah.
How time of the show? It's a bit where Dave's going to say.
Let's get ready to rumble.
81199. Text the word yes for PS3 breaking fun. 81199. Text now.
Finished.
Rachel! Wow. During those last two songs, Alan has been trying to plug in the new PS3 into the telly. The guy doesn't even know how to switch the bloody telly on.
Almost there.
God's sake.
Have you got it on the AV channel?
Yeah, there's five.
Is there?
You can't even work out the TV.
Don't watch me.
Do you want me to just fix it for you?
No.
Where have you plugged it in, man? Just have a look at it. Is it on? Have you switched the PS3 on?
Oh, no.
Oh, you're such a moron.
Don't watch me.
Switch it on and then go to the AUX channel and it'll be there. All right, now you've got a green light at the front. Now go through the channels again. Go to your auxiliary channel and it should be sitting there if that's where you plugged it in.
You got to go through loads.
I can't believe even Dave knew that before you did.
Yeah.
Dave, the big technophobe. All right, here we go. This is very exciting.
Don't wait.
On radio, we're looking at TV.
No.
Next channel. Next one after this.
No.
Oh, no. Oh, well, hang on, where is it?
Do you need to adjust the tracking?
Ah, there it is.
Wow.
You need to connect the controller.
Got it.
Wow.
Black and white.
Why is it black and white?
What?
Why is it in black and white?
Because Will Kinder helped wire it up. Okay, so we got about 8,000 text messages saying you should play catch with the PS3. This is very disappointing. Mm. I'm actually quite pleased. 8,000's a lot, don't get me wrong. And a few people are going, oh, God, you should give it away to charity. Blah, blah, blah. Screw off. We'll do what we want with it. It's fun. People are getting, they're really getting the knickers of the twist. Oh, you're so big time now, Chris. Remember your roots.
We did do a PS3 party giveaway.
Absolutely.
Look.
Yeah, while we're raising £600,000 for charity. Now we're going to have some fun. We're going to play catch with a PS3. Whoever drops it, we'll have to play forfeit. That's way more entertaining than us. What do you rather listen to? Us doing that or us playing PS3 for half an hour?
Catch, definitely.
That's what I say. Mm. And Dominic says that too, and he's a father of two.
Mm. Absolutely. Catch is good.
Come on, everyone. Let's get on with the show.
No,
we're looking at the TV.
Because Alan, it's funny watching Alan trying to set up this whole thing.
He thinks he's in 24 when he's doing
it. Where's the remote for the TV, by the way? Does it have, like, sexy sound when it comes on? Wow, there it is.
Is it really supposed to be in black and white?
Mm. It's not in black and white. See the red on the screen?
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that's not black and white.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Smart, isn't
it? Okay, so Allard now has the PS3 plugged in, and we'll play with it in a second. Tell you what, we'll do the news, and then we'll play with it. And, hey, what a great radio feature. Hear what noises the new PS3 makes.
Does it have Frogger?
No. I like Frogger.
It's got Missile Command and Paperboy. Oh, yeah.
FM online. This is Radio 1.
What's up?
Kicked it.
Who did?
You just kicked
did
it.
Did I? Was that me? I'm sorry.
Allard,
don't leave the controller joystick thing on the floor.
Oh dear, it's all kicking off. Let's get some news from Dom and Carrie. It's 9:30.
Two Royal Navy sailors die in the. Just gone 9:35.
All right, thank you. And you joined us here in the studio as we plugged in the brand new games console that everyone's talking about. We've got a car racing driving game. What game is it? We've got a Formula One. We've got a Formula One game to play. We're on the starting grid and we're ready to play. Who do you want to be?
Who, me?
Well, that's loud. I'm going to play because it's my show.
Have we not got two console?
Yeah, well, just
things.
For like to experiment. Dude.
Why don't you be Montoya?
Montoya is in first place.
Yeah. Juan Pablo Montoya. Bagsy he's on next. Pole. So where's not first place? It's pole.
Whatever. It's pole means first place. Okay, well, that'd be a bit too easy. Should I be someone else?
Button.
Be Fernando Alonso then.
Jensen Button is last.
Yeah, go on. Be Button.
Okay, hang on.
Bagsy next.
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's start the race.
Whoa.
Nice throttle action there. You can really feel the tension. The race is go!
Okay, right, commentate, Dave.
Okay, so he's just coming up the straight now. He's passing one, he's passing two, he's on the inside of the first turn. Oh, he's out onto the gravel, but he's managed to hold it together and he's back onto the track now.
I don't know what the brake is, that's why.
Okay. Into sixth gear, down to fifth, down to fourth. Heavy on the throttle, up to fifth again as he comes out the apex. Oh, he's on the grass again. Holding it together, there's clear line of traffic in front of him.
I'm way last. Look
as
at this.
Oh, you are last, aren't you?
Yeah, I started last.
Under the bridge.
Where's the brake, Al?
Square.
Oh, he's approaching this fast and he's off the course again. He's onto the grass.
Just like real Grand Prix, isn't it? With the driver shouting, where's the brake,
Al? This is like Alan driving on the road.
I'm good, leave me alone. Advanced.
Okay, he's got a lot of ground to make
change
up here.
With a triangle.
Left-hander, hard left, coming up, and he makes a mess of it. Past
what's
the grandstand.
What's the triangle?
Triangle changes the view. You see behind you and wave.
I don't want to, there's no one behind me, I'm last.
Oh. Don't change the
shall view. I crash?
Yeah, crash.
Oh.
Go.
Doesn't smash, does it?
There you go.
Well done, though. Good, brave attempt.
Can I have a go?
Can we play some music?
Yeah, you can restart. Hang on, listen to this. How beautiful does that sound? Right, who do you want to be, Dave?
Keke Rosberg, number 10. Is that Keke Rosberg, or was that his dad?
I think that was his dad.
Was it? Yeah. I'm a bit out of touch.
Junior.
Is that Gary Speed, number 20?
And Kevin Kline.
All right, X is your throttle, Dave, and away you go.
X is the throttle, okay.
And you join us now.
Where's the brake?
What a great job we have, by the way. Isn't this the greatest job in the world, Dominic? We're playing computer games.
Go, Dave, go!
All right, Dave, go, baby, go, baby.
Oh, look at him.
Good.
Go on, son.
You're in 19th. Oh, no, get back on the track. Oh, he's crashed.
Oh, he's all over the place.
Dave.
Come on.
And last is Dave.
Where's the brake? Whoa.
Oh, he's spun. Look at him spin.
Do you know, that's what I did to that car at Brands Hatch in real life.
Reverse spin, Dave.
All right, Dave. Good.
Right, so there you go. Nice. We're not going to break it. We're not going to play catch with a PS3 because Allard will cry. Rachel?
Yes.
Do you want to play catch with it?
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. Da 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 Dominic is now playing the driving game. Let's just check in and see how he's doing there. How are you doing, Dom?
I'm on the grass quite a lot.
You're right. You're meant to stay on the track.
Yeah.
I see you in last place again.
Yeah.
No, you're on the grass again there, Dom.
That's the gravel.
It's gravel.
Ooh. You are rubbish.
It's hard, this. It's very, they're going very fast.
Mm.
Whatever.
Such is Formula One.
Yeah. So, Dominic is going to play Cowboy Catchphrase and play the driving game at the same time.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.